So the name of my app is called Exchange. So as an international student, I've always faced like when it comes to like transferring money from my country, I've faced high transfer fees, and then my parents had to like wait at the bank for like long time so that the money can get credited in my account. It's really a long waiting time. And so the goal, the idea of my app is to make the global transfer transaction easier and then affordable and then simpler, stress-free for international students. I'm going to make it like the app is going to be focused on instant and secure transfer with low transfer fee. So I conducted student interviews across 15 countries with all around my friends and then my families, and then across 15 student interviews. So 92% said they struggle with the high transfer fee and then the slow processing time. 85% of the students showed interest on the money transfer app, and then 2% said that it's easier than their bank app. So while researching, the total addressable market for this platform would be like just basically the population of international students. It's growing at like 4% every year. And then the serviceable obtainable market, I'm going to target key countries like India, China, because students from there are like studying at heavy volume here at like in the US or like UK or like Australia. And then the serviceable available market for this would be students or parents sending money from their country or from the from parents sending money from their country is like around $20 billion every year. So yeah, why this one makes sense now? Like I mentioned, the number of international students, their population is projected to reach 8 million by the year 2030. And then students also would prefer digital transactions rather than going to traditional banks and then to wait for a long time. For getting customers, I'm going to target parents from their own country because I think they all use social media like Facebook most recently. So I'm also going to like partner up with universities, like putting the option in their payment portal as like my app as an option there. And then I'm also would probably tell it to other international students, just spreading word, because I know there's a lot of international students here at Dominican too. So competitor wise, I've personally used Remitly and then PayPal. These apps do global transactions, but what is different from my app is this: my app is built for international students, and the transfer fee is so much low compared to the big apps like Remitly. My revenue model is going to be based on fully transaction based, and then I might add some little advertisement at the site or somewhere in the app. But $1.99 is the charge for every transaction. So if I get 225 transactions, I could cover my monthly fixed costs for around $450, like the basic amount for building the app. So this is how it's going to look like. This is what I've currently built. It's going to say the amount and then the recipient gets. And it's going to be like a manual thing where it says how it works. And it's also going to pop up the live exchange rates. And then this is the final step. So if you want to give like a debit card transaction, and then you can complete the transaction. So for the team, it's just me for now. I'm working solo on this one, and I'm still looking for team members to join me. And then yes, join me for building the first global transaction platform. I'm looking for first early users and then feedback for the beta version, improving the beta version.
Safety, security related. Mm-hmm. targeting certain personal information, or higher value ads are more targeted to the specific people that they are sold around.
Mm-hmm.
If I am a user on your app, how would you reassure me that you're not going to sell my personal information, or including up into and including protecting my bank details?
I am working closely with a bank that I know, like from India. So they also gave me the contact of persons that are like specialists in this security thing. So I'm like talking to them and then trying to like improve the app. So that's how it's gonna work.
And then similarly, I'm very skeptical that you can be lower cost than some of the bigger companies. So tell me a little bit about why you think you can be so much lower cost and charge less. What specifically about what they are charging can you peel back, and how will you sort of sustain with that lower cost or lower price structure?
So like I said, Remotly, they charge $4 for one transaction, and then like I said, I'm charging like $2 for one transaction, but there's going to be a limit. So like you can't really like do like high volume like at one time. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a limit. I forgot to mention that. But there's going to be like money limits that you can only like send this much amount for like a month, so that they can like prepare early for the thing. So
got
yeah.
It. So you'll have higher transaction volume but lower transaction amount.
Yeah. Yeah.
One question I had is a bit more of a macro question that none of us really can answer. I am skeptical that student visas are increasing at 4% under the current administration. I don't actually know the facts. I'm sure you looked them up. But talk to me a little bit about how your market projections would vary under different U.S. administrations, and if you are U.S. specific, which it sounds like you are at least at this point, like U.S. Student specific, how would your plan sort of evolve under different sort of visa environments?
That's a good question. I think for now it is really hard getting like a student visa, but I also think there's like exchange students that can like come in for like 3 months, or like since it's like lower months of like time studying here, that is also one possibility. And then the other one is like there are like other countries too. So for example, my friends, instead of coming to the US, they all are like planning to go to masters in UK or like Australia, somewhere like that. So US is like, I don't know, like 70% they want to come to the US, but with the political situation getting hard here, they are like trying to like go to another country.
I just don't know anything about banking regulations. Like, are the regulatory environments similar in that like if you design an app to comply in the US, you could just serve students in Australia as well, or serve students in Canada or UK? Like, is it portable like that?
Yes. It's like, yeah, it's built for like basically like overall, not just, yeah. I'm not just like, it's not just for the US, but it's for international students. Like, that goes like, you can, you know, go anywhere to like study or do anything.
Other questions?
Okay.
I mean, there's a big growth by the non-bank financial intermediaries right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering what your cost structure, again, I have similar concerns about safety and all these other issues, but on your cost structure, if I choose, for example, the credit card as opposed to debit, as opposed to the wire, how does that cost for you differ? Do you pay a percentage to Visa or MasterCard or so on? And does that erode your...
Yeah, like I said, I'm working closely with the bank, so I might have to, like, yeah, pay them, like, a commission or something, like, whoever I'm working with.
And that's just for the bank in India, right?
Yes.
Okay, so when they send the money here, how does it get into my account? Are they using the SWIFT system, or what sort of payment system are they using? I'm thinking specifically your market from China to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen like a bifurcation of these two financial systems.
Yeah.
And how do you then verify also that this is a student and not someone just signing up to maybe transfer or launder money?
I mean, I thought about that part. I mean, it's like definitely a win for me if anyone uses it, because it's going to like profit me anyways. But just for the students, I'm going to add like the ID verification stuff, like you have to like submit your I-20 for like, you know, to be verified as a student here in this one, but it's generally like open to public too.
And will you be KYC compliant for amounts over 9,900, the Know Your Customer compliance?
Sorry, I...
The banking KYC, Know Your Customer compliance? transactions.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.